Australian TV program, but in a separate interview published by the New York Times today, he said interrogators in Egypt kicked him and put cigarettes out on his chest. At Guantanamo Bay, Americans hit his head against the floor, he said, and a female interrogator smeared what appeared to be menstrual blood in his face in an effort to humiliate him. Six Moroccan soldiers serving as UN peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been arrested on sex abuse claims, according to the BBC. The head of the Moroccan contingent of UN peacekeepers and his deputy have also been relieved of their duties. The move comes after an inquiry by the UN into repeated allegations that its peacekeepers in Congo have sexually exploited and abused women and girls. Germany has observed the 60th anniversary of the bombing of Dresden, one of the most controversial Allied operations.
That's okay, all right? That's when the action is. Well, this was a monumental event on the cover of many magazines and newspapers. Exploded star traces reach Earth. Celestial hints support theories about supernova collapse.
There have been men. Brave, gallant men. Who have died that others might be free.
Joe Trippi, has your head made the turn into the general campaign yet?
No, yeah, we began with the general election campaign as
twice.
Part of our core strategy.
Version
That's
X.
I said you better think twice, Jackie, before you call me a dirty whore. I've got news for you, little boy.
And what, pray tell, is the five-point palm exploding heart technique?
Dear Mr. Garb, I'm grateful to you from afar.
That you happened to come to the hospital?
I was out riding in my car with two other people going down this hill when all of a sudden it turned over. And I was arrested, of course, for that, you know. And they were going to turn me loose, except that they called in and said the army had AWOL out on me, which is a lie, of course. But they arrested me there and took me here under escort.
Why do you think they brought you to the psychiatric hospital?
Venus Divine.
From somewhere else, I would assume.
at ease, except very brief moments, a little while, never sensing a sense of completeness, a true deep aliveness, rootedness.
Did you do anything that they might have misinterpreted as being, you know, something that you should have been brought to a psychiatric hospital?
Isn't it bright enough to see me?
Cerca di concentrarsi su Dark, ma c'è quell'urlo che non lo lascia in pace. Devi solo fare il tuo mestiere, si dice.
Free of fear.
Non perdere il resto, fa il tuo mestiere. Si accorge di aver abbassato lo sguardo per terra.
Fear.
La dritta di scatto a te.
Is an inevitable companion.
Fissa Dark.
Of that state. Of unconsciousness.
Li vede come se fossero vicinissimi. Come se li potesse toccare. E pensa, sono occhi invincibili. Allora, d'improvviso, come una scossa, sente la paura piombargli addosso e piegargli le gambe. Cade in ginocchio.
You know, I think we have a problem with too much narrative right now in all the arts. I mean, we live in an era where in television and in the movies, it's all about telling these tidy stories about human beings.
Con una fatica enorme solleva lo sguardo verso Dark.
Don't you know me?
In piedi. Bastardo. Bastardo. Bastardo.
Here's Arnold Brainduster, self-improvement expert, who claims that his technique will give you a better memory in the time it takes your check to clear.
Nice to meet you, Pete Bergman.
Say, you remembered my name.
It's the name of my game, Bergman. That's an easy one, too. Berg, think of a hamburger, and man, that's a guy standing on top of one. Bergman, get it?
Now, what about Pete?
Pete? Pete who? I don't know a Pete.
Pete.
Didn't you tell me your ugly thoughts?
Interactions and I dare say, as much as I enjoy, as anyone does, an exciting movie, a Hollywood movie, I think they're afraid to have ambiguous endings.
Important than Schultz going to Moscow for April meeting, because even though the Cold War was just ending then, there was daily news about that kind of stuff. But how often does a star explode in your own backyard?
Rockin' my body,
Didn't you tell me your secrets?
Yes.
Pete, me, that's an unusual name. Is it Norwegian? Just forget it. Oh, no, that's impossible with my system.
It is?
What?
Impossible.
Oh, no, not with my system.
Oh, no, look, time for another example.
Arnold, who's that?
It's you.
Oh, okay. Well, let's say you meet a really cute salesperson and you want to get to know her territory better. You know what I mean? Let's say her name is Dorothy Snowden, all right? Dorothy, what do you think of?
Shut the door.
No. Dorothy, Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, I see.
Okay, now Snowden, you think of a big pile of snow on her head like a hat. Snowden. Snowed on, see?
Didn't you rape me?
Well, mostly fear is why they didn't want to hang on to me too long.
What were they afraid of?
Well,
you can't keep your philosophies in prison. If I am kept in prison, it's going to be a very bad symptom for freedom and for hope and for union.
Waiting for completion in the next moment to add something to me. We saw that yesterday.
Go to my PC, lets you access your office PC.
Vessels required in the service according to designs made by Solomon as agent of Jehovah. Chief among these was the great laver, intended to hold the bath of purification through which all priests must pass to enter upon the service of the Lord. This and all the lesser vessels were successfully cast by Hiram, as recorded in the Bible. But there is an important distinction between the vessel and the molten sea, which it was designed by Hiram to contain, and until that had been successfully poured, the vessel was without virtue, so far as purifying properties were concerned. Until then, it could no more cleanse the sin-stained soul than could a dry basin be utilized to cleanse the body.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, why'd you run?
Say
thank you to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you, Loretta.
Well, I'm a spokesman for millions of Americans, and how are you going to bring the country together if you're going to be...
How many times?
Many times. I raped you many times. Yes, I play music.
Cotton and spears and many other things, which they exchanged for the glass beads and hawk's bells. They willingly traded everything they owned. They were well built, with good bodies and handsome features. They did bear arms and do not know them, for I showed them a sword. They took it by the edge and cut themselves out of ignorance. They have no iron. Their spears are made of cane. They would make fine. With 50 men we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want.
Called the publication of The Feminine Mystique. When I went through my 40s and into my 50s, with all the zest and exhilaration of reborn women, for whom the movement opened up a whole new future, I forgot about growing older. Age didn't concern me, personally, at all. But even in those heady years, I did notice something out of the corner of my mind's eye that got me thinking about some change in the aging process that might take place as a result of what was happening to women. After my book was published, I began looking for new patterns in women who had moved beyond what I had called the feminine mystique, that definition of women solely in terms of their sexual relation to men and their biological role as mothers.
I'm a known killer. Where they come from, so...
What do you mean?
It's a pretty touchy thing being around me if you're on the wrong side.
Picking up people that are saying things that many people believe in.
So, she did, and we set up a whole studio in Rusk Institute, and he could work just, you know, a little bit at a time.
With you. I was good at first. It took weeks. I was strong.
But it was really essential for him to start again. Made an amazing painting while he was at Rusk, painting of Alex.
They don't relish having a hold of me unless I'm inside of a cage or something.
I wondered if you could talk a little bit about how these particular artists and the work they do figures in your aesthetic cosmology.
I got used to thinking about images of fellow artists for whom I have a real sense of connectedness, not necessarily first and foremost a close personal friendship, but some kind of connection that comes through the work or a dialogue that's already established. And I used it most frequently as an excuse to established or might be established. First and foremost, a close personal friendship.
What do you mean that you're a known killer?
But some kind of connection that comes through the work or
musical lives that wouldn't have been the same without this founder of Atlantic Records.
No one died, I swear. I saved many. And I made it easier on them. That's how it started. That's how I got into it.
And I used it most frequently as an excuse to get to know some people that I wished that I knew in an attempt to establish a dialogue with another.
I have killed.
How many people have you killed?
Several hundreds.
Put yourself first, but why not?
They needed doctors. My brother was in the secret police, he told me. They needed someone to make sure nobody died.
He left. And did not return.
Now, there's also, additionally, to use these truths as somewhat of an I Ching.
When I lectured, I would ask my university hosts to gather for a group interview those women in town who were combining marriage and motherhood with some profession or serious pursuit beyond the home. The few women they were able to find back then with serious jobs involving long-term commitment were usually older than I, but I noticed something about the way they looked. The tone of their skin, their eyes and their voices seemed somehow more vibrant, more alive than those of the frustrated younger suburban housewives I had been interviewing for the Feminine Mystique. When I asked them in passing about their menopause, one after another said, "I didn't have menopause." Of course, closer questioning revealed they had, in fact, stopped.
Therefore, let your subconscious,
so they
you
weren't
see,
sure exactly when.
That would be shuffling the little images you've drawn, or letting a spin of numbers reduce between 1 and 7, or whatever way you work with the teaching, sort of having them written on separate pieces of paper and pulling one out of whatever, however you do that.
At that time, if menopause was talked about at all, and like other aspects of female biology, this...
The need, the compulsive need to add more content to me. So we are stepping out of that. This is why we are here tonight.
Pretty good with that shotgun.
I think all right-thinking people in this country are sick and tired of being told that ordinary decent people are fed up in this country with being sick and tired.
Like, it's honest, authentic radio made by real people, not by some cookie cutter corporation. So whenever I'm in Massachusetts, I listen to NEWMETAPHY SICS. Hi, this is Peter Bergman of the Fire.
Your legs were fine. He said he forced you with a pair of pliers when you happened to be supine. He didn't use the utensils that the clientele had supplied. It's such a similar story. So then you glanced over in a thigh. Every time I reach for glory, I think I'm getting such a real goodbye. The moon echo flexed, the night was inviting. Jived with a bellhop, dream walked in. He checked his thrust, so your legs were biting. Business smelled of formaldehyde. Smile shone as starlight, you were so supine. He smoothed back his hair just to make an impression. The door was ajar and the laundry piled high. He entered and noticed the pair of pliers
with a special something in mind. He looked at you, you looked at the pliers. That's when he noted your legs were fine.
Fascinating. I want my subconscious to tell me, I want my higher self to give me a clue as to what I need to pay attention to now.
And re-enters Conley's body at his right wrist, wound number 5, shattering the radius bone. The bullet then exits Conley's wrist, wound number 6, makes a dramatic U-turn and buries itself into Conley's left thigh, wound number 7, from which it later falls out and is found in almost pristine condition on a stretcher in a corridor of Parkland Hospital.
Where did you kill them?
Chicago, Detroit, New York, Mississippi Gulf, California, Texas.
Why did you kill them?
Because they were in the act of violent crimes.
Like what?
Like murder, rape, brutal beatings, extortion, illicit drug trafficking.
Most of this, or in on the brink of that, or in on the verge of whatever.
That's some bullet. Anyone who's been in combat will tell you, never in the history of gunfire has there been a bullet this ridiculous.
And what, pray tell, is the 5-point palm exploding heart technique?
Quite simply, the deadliest blow in all of martial arts. He hits you with his fingertips at 5 different pressure points on your body. And then lets you walk away.
Yet the government says it can prove it with some fancy physics in a nuclear laboratory. Of course they can. Theoretical physics can prove that an elephant can hang from a cliff with his tail tied to a daisy.
But once you've taken 5 steps, your heart explodes inside your body and you fall to the floor.
As well as this sort of itching, musing, opening up to the subconscious, unconscious, as well as that, to be conscious. This is the one I want to work with now. And therefore to work with it in that capacity. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. A sixth way.
So I went to the
reception center. We have to take tests. On the basis of the tests, they decide whether...
People believe it.
At that point, I realized the only sensible thing to do was to escape.
Some fancy physics in a nuclear laboratory.
Did you kill them?
So I went to the reception center. We have to take tests. On the basis of the tests, they decide where they're going to send you.
That was terrible. I don't want to see that.
Avoided metaphysics.
Take the test. There was a Mexican-American convict there. He was a trustee, and he said, "Hey, Doc, you're going to laugh, but the tests I'm going to give you are the ones that you designed."
The reason he wouldn't say that is that he speaks a language.
So that gave Clinton this great strength. All the things that the Republicans have been trying to destroy him by with his sex life was now his strength.
Yes.
To prevent them from doing...
yourself. You told me I'm dirty and I washed you clean.
United States, but still remarkable production figures. The Soviets could afford to accept those losses. The Germans could not.
Gonna refuse free meat, are you?
I listen to MEWMETAPHYSICS. Hi, this is Peter Bergman.
heaven here reaches down, and in touching you, touches all of Earth.
Sins and beg for absolution. Come clean.
Doing that or what?
Well, when it got back to the leaders, it did stop quite a few illegal events from happening.
What do you mean by their leaders?
Their highest in command.
Think straight.
And inside, I could feel I was starting to like it. They lay the people out, flesh on the table, in the fluorescent light. He didn't know. It was bright in those rooms.
Thank you so much. I'm really proud to be a musician, and I guess specifically tonight a songwriter, and I want to thank, well, a bunch of people who told me this song was good for people to hear when I said it probably wasn't. Charlie Watt.
People lying totally helpless.
Don't make me hurt you.
What he wants to do is to get a better take on why the language can't solve the problem that it's central to metaphysics and ontology. The problem of answering the question of what is being. Now, here's the take. It is the nature of language. And Derrida takes it to be something quite other, language to be quite other than what many, many other philosophers and linguists take it to be. And this is going to be very difficult to do in a short time, but I'm going to try. For Derrida, language is not, and I'll have to do this through a series of negations first. Language is not constituted by reference, which is a standard positivist account. In other words, what constitutes reference would be, I use the word horse to refer to the horse. Of course, that makes it sound as though what would constitute my talk, that it refers, namely, to the world, would be that I am speaking about some present horse. My word stands for that horse. Now, you may have noticed there's no horse up here with me. Derrida has noticed that. Words do not stand for things. They stand in for them.
The sixth method is take perhaps pieces of these truths and work with them to perhaps integrate them into your luminous dream.
So how navigate a new chaos of possibility? You remember our...
I didn't have to be nice. I didn't have to seduce them. I realized I didn't even have to take care of them.
Capitol recording artist, Hank Williams Jr.
Country music singer, always been a real close down. Lately, some of my kin folks, some other boys and me, I guess it's because, Lord, I changed my direction. Lord, I guess. nation. Why do you drink? Why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the song? Every cocksucker wanna make my prediction. 38-26. Well, if I get stoned, I'll be five-time entertainer of the year, baby. That's the Monday night football tradition of your ass tradition. I have loved some ladies. I have loved Jim Beam. They both tried to kill me. This dream with that doctor asking, how'd you get in this condition? I said, hey, Solomon, I'm just, you know, you're not impressing me. Why don't you turn all this shit away? I don't know about them, but I don't really give a shit about what shit. Country music singer, always been a real ship, canned family. Most of my family, men. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, Hank Jr., I just love suck your dick. It's a family, I bet you would, asshole. Why do you drink? Why do you roll smoke? Why must you live at Leonard Skinner? Stick it up your family tradition. If I sit alone and sing all night long, yeah, I'm the good old boy with a hat and the glasses in the family tradition. Fuck you.
On the Bordello's historic day.
I had all the power. I could break anyone. I could make them do or say whatever I wanted. I was lost.
Right.
Looked dead, didn't I? Well, I wasn't. But it wasn't from lack of trying, I can tell you that. Actually, Bill's last bullet put me in a coma. A coma I was to lie in for 4 years. When I woke up, I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge. I roared, and I rampaged.
How many times have you had sex in that hotel bedroom? In your head?
Into your optimal future. this sentence or this idea expressed in that sentence is something that I want to make a part of my vision. Not the whole of every sentence of this truth, but this sentence or this idea. Now, how can I do that? Well, I could just sort of tack it up with a thumbtack or a bulldog, but I want to integrate it in. Not just to use the conjunction and attach it, but to integrate it in. So let me think about that. Let me ponder that a bit. Let me see, how could I take this and make it a part of my vision, reflected in the luminous dream or in the optimal future? How can I take this and perhaps make it part of my genius, or part of my language, or part of the other components? Use this to somehow help me make entry into even the imaginal realm. I don't know, but as I take it, I want to take this, not, I don't want to take necessarily a piece of all of them, but this particular piece of this truth and that particular piece of that truth. And
physics crawling out of itself. On assignment. Gotta deliver boxes, packages inside, lined up in a linear crosshatch kind of fashion. Very common amongst these people. And I've gotta do it very athletically. Almost machine-like. God only knows why, since we invented machines to do that.
I got curious. Morbid curiosity.
It's in the place where the digital audio is. Pay some local corporate fuck about 2,000 times what it costs, and you can hear this. The slaughterhouse, I'm telling you. Get me off the air.
Not to add more to all those identifications, to all that content.
Of course they can. Theoretical physics can prove that an elephant can hang from a cliff.
Time for some new metaphysics. if you've got some time, drop some coin in the slot. Take a barbiturate or some sort of a decreaser. You know how that works in a binary system. And chug some down. All right, let's try that again. I'm going to keep this chug.
How much can this woman take? What's going to happen to her vagina? Does it dry up when you shock her?
Are you talking about the mafia or what?
Yes, indeed. Mafiosi, Cosa Nostra. They used to be the same, but they're no longer. They divided up in this nation, and a few from other nations that were stepping on illegal grounds for information gathering purposes.
What made you decide to take it into your own hands to do that?
I was the highest ranking official at the time.
Highest ranking official in what?
In intelligence.
Oh, so you work in intelligence?
Tied to a daisy. But use your eyes, your common sense. The Army wound ballistics experts at Edward Arsenal filed some comparison bullets. Not one of them looked anything like this. Take a look at CE-856. An identical bullet fired through the wrist of a human cadaver. Just one of the bones smashed by the magic bullet. Seven wounds, gentlemen. Tough skin. Dense bone. This single bullet explanation.
Yes.
What were you doing?
Did you have an orgasm afterwards?
Run? Not physics, but ecstatics makes the engine run.
Fall.
foundation of the Warren Commission's claim of a lone assassin.
So you could hear what I was doing.
New metaphysics. Put some striping on it as it comes through the tube. Don't worry, it'll wash off. Thousands of years after you're dead. It's like that super plasmic effect of the heaviest physical matter. Go figure that one out. Of course, you could just jump over that. Leave that lame third leg technology syndrome in the dust. And get on with it. I mean, if we're going to actually pretend that we do things, let's freaking do something with it. Who the hell am I talking to here? Couple of lone gunmen out there with some kind of a digital device. Even though Bill Gates doesn't want you to have any. It's too complicated for you. You know that sheath, that audio ceiling kind of... audio chauvinism of... It's kind of like the art chauvinism. Where the people who think they can't sing... Well, I've had enough of it, man.
I liked you knowing what I was going to do.
So then you get to enjoy... all those little side pockets of oozing pulse ricochet that certain portions of the nervous system really do. You don't want to leave those out.
What makes the engine of creation run? Not physics, but ecstatics makes the engine run. The pulse, the pull, the throb, the ooze.
I was naked in the bright light.
When you were in the car that crashed.
I was enjoying myself by... self-medicating myself with hashish.
Oh yeah, new metaphysics. Gary Geiserman in a tube. Just spike some in and you'll get the whole thing. it's just recycled. As long as it's in hatch rows, remember that. Not cornrows. I'm simulating Whitey these days. And not... not those hedgerows you get every time you read a World War II comic. Whatever the fuck those are. You know, in Europe, everything's all squinched up and smashed together. It's like around here. Hogtown. Slop City. My kind of shithole. You know what I mean. Do I have to spell it out for you? How many times are you going to drop those tokens in? It's time for you to be moving on. Some other kind of media show. Although this show has been certified as seemingly authentic as a media program, so it's okay to listen to it. Unless you're a little ungrounded, a little shaky, talking to your soul a little bit without knowing it. Things are a little shaky, you're out of work, or you finally learned something. Need to back up three steps. This is an authentic media program.
You couldn't see me. You can tell me what to do. I owned you. I owned all of them.
And once you conclude, the magic bullet could not create all seven of those wounds?
Take next left. Things have changed. What'd you say?
Left! I said left!
It was left.
I meant right. When I say left, I mean right. Things have changed a lot in 3 years.
Yeah.
Yes. No, yeah. Yes.
You had to thank me. I loved it. I was sorry it ended.
Thank you.
And you were an intelligence officer then?
Yes.
And they didn't mind that you were taking drugs?
You don't seem to understand. They're not drugs, they're curative procedures for top international agents, which is what they use.
Sorry it ended.
Let me make that distinction again. Words do not stand for things. They stand in for them.
You have to conclude that there was a fourth shot and a second rifle.
Discussion of Pratigyat Samuppada of the first week, the interconnectedness, cause and effect, the endless karmic web of ungeneration propelled by ignorance and aggression. Henry Louis Gates quotes Dr. Martin Luther King in today's New York Times, quote, "We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality. Whatever affects one directly affects us all indirectly." How navigate the Horbins or Holocausts in memory, out of memory, and to come of a, is it conceivable, dare we say, spiritual poetics, of mythological poetic wars, of continual and perhaps unprecedented racism, of planetary finitude, of unfathomable sickness? Estimated 110 million adults will be infected with the AIDS virus by year 2000. Starvation, check out Somalia, worse than Ethiopia. And death, how navigate the new savage state? As writers, what's the task? More letters to the immured power mongers? Putting our energy onto, quote, a candidate in an arena with least candor? Total revolution? The Crips and Bloods, the newspapers say, orchestrate a kind of truce since the L.A. insurrection. People to people we are made. A poet and I argue about that word, insurrection. Want to get the facts straight. Whose version is it? Simply frustration? You think riots a better word? That since January 17, 1990, everything's markedly different? Did the war in Iraq erase Vietnam? My niece, in 1992, having communists smeared across her high school locker for refusing to salute the flag and wear a memory yellow ribbon. The harassment for cultural workers continues on all fronts. How not to simply preach to the converted? These questions keep coming up. Personal frontier have been fighting Rocky Flats for the last nearly 20 years, writing out against the censorious ones, joining Greenpeace, Amnesty, Rainforest Action Network, Pen Club, AIDS benefit work, more retreats with the homeless. This school is a political act. Your life is a political act. I'd like to read from a preamble and statement for a council on counterpoetics. This was drafted by myself, Jerry Rothenberg, Diane Rothenberg, Pierre Joris, Anselm Hollow, Inez Talamantes, and others. This was put together in Telluride, Colorado, where we met at the Telluride Institute. Now we're just part of it. Our purpose was to discuss the relationship of ethnopoetics, the poetry and culture nexus over diverse space and time, to the contemporary crisis, ecological, political, ethnic, and spiritual, that continue to confront us as a single but divided species on a single but divided planet.
How can you be so sure?
What did Nietzsche say, whoever else?
Whoever said, we can never entirely possess the female soul.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
Sure you do.
Oh.
You go insane wanting them. Doesn't matter what it costs you, you pay the price. But you still don't get what you expect.
What do we expect?
Approval.
What do we get? No, don't tell me. I know. I know. Guilt.
Guilt?
Right.
Boy, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Each gets something different. Each man gets the very thing. Keep coming back for more.
Guilt. You?
Yeah, I get my balls cut off.
You?
Yeah, I get my balls cut off.
We'd like to ask John Shanks to stand now and be acknowledged for such fine work.
Your balls? That's what keeps you coming back?
The woman standing next to me has won 9 Grammy Awards.
Fuck.
Not going to answer it.
I can't. I can't reach for the phone. The cops will think it's a gun.
I'll bet it's Kelly. She's probably heard what you did. She's sick with worry.
I'm not going to make her feel any better, am I?
Well, you could ask her to forgive you, Stuart. You could confess your sins and beg for absolution. Come clean. Stuart, you're in this position because you're not telling the truth.
I'm in this fucking position because you've got a gun.
No. Stuart, that is the sin of spin. Avoidance and deception. You're being given a chance here to make things right. Now talk to her.
Look, I can. Please.
I am telling you to answer that phone. Answer it!
Look, I can. Please.
Don't make me hurt you. Talk to your wife!
It's not her calling.
How can you be so sure?
It's you. It's you, you miserable fuck!
Damn, you got me. You continue to impress.
Yeah, you could shoot me, but you want them to do it.
Yes, well, that's an option. Do you really want to be my secretary?
Yes, I do.
I like you, Lee, but I don't
back.
Think I'm going to offer you the job.
You? Me, I get my balls cut off.
Your balls? That's what keeps you coming back?
Sure, I want them back.
She used to walk past. White flip-flops. Flapping.
What's up with the phone calls, man?
Are still at the juncture box trying to tap in. Only I have installed an encryption device at both ends of the line.
So long to be properly introduced.
The word, the noun horse is convenient, like the noun fly, the noun potato, or the word potato chip, the phrase cow chip, the name Neil Bush, because I have all these words. I don't have to carry a kit bag of all the entities in the universe to point to when I talk. In other words, the theory of reference makes us think as though what's referred to has to have a kind of presence. Derrida, as usual, engages in, and this is a usual deconstructive practice, a kind of reversal. Interestingly enough, that word gets its meaning not from the presence of the horse, but from his absence.
Hashish and marijuana.
What do they cure you of?
What do they cure us of? Malaise, pedantry. Primarily, pedantry is the main thing they cure. The thing they work the best on is ease of mind, less worry, relaxing, which when there is that much of a schedule before you, it's difficult to do without aid from some substance or another.
I did design a test for the California system.
The fact that he, you know, escaped from prison.
Yeah.
Now that's big stuff.
Laugh at the tests I'm going to give you are the ones that you designed.
Miranda. They were from San Esteban. Maybe you're related. They were a very respectable family. Many of them were doctors. Do you know Anita? Yes? No? Hmm?
In your head. Perfect violation. Oh, hello. That's big stuff.
That's big stuff.
That's big stuff.
I thought I'd never see you again. Why are you here, Will?
You know why. Davy.
No, I mean, why are you here? Here with me now.
I thought...
I don't want to speak. I'm sorry, I'd like you to leave.
I stopped writing because... It wasn't fair.
Right. That was my tactic, too. Admit nothing.
That's mythic.
Yeah, I had to walk at night across the prison yard and climb on top of a tree to get on top of a roof and go across a roof.
I want everything on the record.
I like you, Lee, but I don't think I'm going to offer you the job.
Why? Well, Anita and I, we were going to be doctors. Just like you. You don't recognize me.
It's your behavior.
What about my behavior? Well, why should you? It's been forever. My hair was different then. Very light brunette. Almost red. Very long.
Up of a tree to get on top of a roof and go across a roof.
No. Fair. Fair. Christ. You must be able to find a better word than that. I loved you, Will. No less for being who you were. I've always known who you were. What you are. But I can't forgive you. Not for leaving me or abandoning me. I've grown to understand that. It's that shaming difficulty you have of thinking that you're not loved. But time didn't change. I have. I didn't want you to recognize me. I didn't want to recognize me. Still don't know. I'm hurt. But I was touched.
Divinity which gave them life to express itself.
Explode.
old times.
To allow a different state of consciousness to arise that is unconditioned. To step out of a conceptualized sense of self, out of the story of me, to see an infinitely deeper and vaster sense of who you are that is already there.
Do you know how long it's been since I listened to this quartet? If it's on the radio, I turn it off. Once I had to run out of a dinner party just to get away. Believing that you're not capable of being loved.
Look at me. Look at what I've become. I sometimes don't talk to another living soul for fucking days. Weeks. I'm always on the move. I trust no one, nothing. And it's got fuck all to do with escape or withdrawal or fear. It's grief for a life wasted. Escape.
It made me sick, physically sick, to hear it. But it's time for me to reclaim my Schubert, my favorite composer.
Or withdraw fear. It's grief for a life wasted. Now there's Davy. Another fucking wasted life.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I like to act as your comedian for the next 10, 12, 15, or 18 minutes.
Spirit has to be made prominent in the lives of all who dwell on earth.
But he can do it. But if a writer doesn't want to do it, he can't do it.
And to think I threw out my entire collection.
And I'm gonna find out why. Now, you loved him almost as much as me. I thought that you might be able to help. I thought you'd want to help.
I don't know how to help you.
Can't get a trace or break into the line. It's like a ball of rubber bands.
Oh, hello.
Don't touch him.
What is this?
It's a miracle. He's delivered himself. Like a fantastic surprise Christmas present, he's been left at the door. Claim my Schubert. My favorite composer.
Say it.
And to think I threw out my entire collection. Don't touch him.
What is this?
It's a miracle. He's delivered himself.
You'd think she didn't know she was being watched, but beautiful women always know. That false indifference, superior air, it's just a tease. They want eyes on them. Why does she put on her makeup, do her hair, dress so nicely? Not for her husband that she hardly ever sees. No, it's for somebody else to notice. I notice. I'm giving her what she wants.
The telephone cable was going out the gate, and I had to shimmy across this. I'd been doing push-ups like for 3 months, and I was in. But halfway across, I realized I couldn't do it. But I want to say the we all know it. The human body, spirit has resources there. I broke Olympic records at the age of 50.
No, man, I don't think.
What the fuck is up with the phone calls, man?
Thank you. went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
Fantastic surprise Christmas present he's been left at the door.
Manifest the circle of light and perceive you and the animal together within the circle. Imagine, visualize.
How can you be so sure?
Feel it in your solar plexus. You're filled with a sense of compassion and empathy, which you now mentally project to the animal. Establish a union with the animal, a fellow being, and project your sincere feelings of admiration, respect, and goodwill. And as you do this, you may want to project a pink light to the animal. Visualize a pink light emanating from your third eyebrow chakra in the center of your forehead and perceive it projecting out like a flood of loving feelings that encompass the animal. Go ahead, establish a loving union while I'm quiet for a few moments.
No, that is the sin of spin, avoidance and deception.
The doctor who played Death and the Maiden.
The doctor who?
Yes, it's him.
You were blindfolded.
The voice.
His voice, that's it?
That's it.
That's it?
That's enough for me.
Polly, you're ill.
I'm not ill.
You're ill.
All right, I'm ill. But I can be ill and recognize a voice.
Christ! Are you trying to kill me?
It's him. I'm telling you, it's him.
His voice. A memory of a voice doesn't prove anything.
His voice. His laugh. His favorite phrases. I would recognize him anywhere from his pet phrases. It may be a teeny weeny thing, but that's the real, real truth.
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge. I roared, and I rampaged, and I got bloody satisfaction. I've killed a hell of a lot of people to get to this point. But I have only one more. The last one. The one I'm driving to right now. And when I arrive at my destination, I am gonna kill Bill.
I can't reach for the phone. The cops will think it's a gun.
Mm. Stuart, you're in this position because you're not telling the truth.
I'm in this fucking position because you've got a gun.
No.
Don't make me hurt you. Talk to your wife.
It's not her calling. It's you. It's you, you miserable fuck.
Damn, you got me.
You could shoot me, but you want them to do it.
Yes, well, that's an option.
Want me to clean you up, doctor? My angel of mercy.
She can take more. Give the bitch another 5 volts. Her sweet cunt is still wet.
Fathom the idea of climbing over barbed wire fence and dodging gun trucks, dodging searchlights.
Well, I went underground in this country, got a fake passport, and I shaved off all my hair, so, and I wore glasses. And I was a Republican businessman named McClellan. I mean, really, it's embarrassing, but the Senate Committee on Passport Fraud used my pictures as an example of how skillful the fraud could be.
What do you mean, pedantry? Is that something you can see?
This is about me. You're angry with me.
Then you went on to Algiers.
Uh-huh.
You lived over there with Eldridge Cleaver. And what can you tell me about Eldridge Cleaver? What kind of a man is he? There was a big rift there after you had lived there for a while.
Eldridge Cleaver and I disagreed strongly on philosophy and on the world. Yeah, I remember my birthday, October 22nd, 1970. Eldridge gave me a gun. I looked at it, and when he went home, he took the gun with him, but it's the only time I've ever had a gun.
I believe that the revolution is a neurological revolution. It's a revolution of consciousness. I think our weapons are electronic.
Separation sequencer disconnected.
Remove explosive bolts 1 through 6 in counterclockwise sequence. Check. Moving bolt 1.
I saw it more as a spiritual revolution. Eldridge, as you probably know, believed in a violent military revolution, and I felt that this was old-fashioned and would get easily wiped out and create bad vibrations where we wanted good vibrations.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a lion tamer, and he goes to this lion taming school. And when he gets there, he said,
look at the muscles in that arm. I want to be a lion tamer. I can get in that cage, make that lion jump through the hoop. I'll run him around the cage. The man said, wait just a second. That's the way to train a lion. There's a gun, a whip, and a chair. Now that's what you use in the cage with the lion. He said,
I listen.
Double.
Yeah.
had you. I knew you were vain, Gerardo.
Don't you see? You're angry with me because you feel that I ignored your feelings because I said yes to the commission.
I know his smell. Yep.
Whoa!
Remember that? Remember? You like my love bites. You told me so. You hungry bitch. You want some meat. I'll give you some meat. Huh? I'll give you a big, fat sausage.
Why don't you stick it up your family tradition? If I sit Sloan and sing all night long, yeah, I'm the good old boy with a hat and the glasses and the family tradition. Fuck you.
In the light of that meeting, it became clear that what we were seeking in common was an activist poetics that would expand from an ethno-poetic base to incorporate concerns with ecology, language, polis, tradition, and those alternative human models, cognitive, social, and spiritual, that have always been the foundations of what we take to be a true and germinal ethnopoetics.
Very bad. Choices put other people in jeopardy. When are you going to learn that?
Anemic pedantry.
I'm not familiar with that word at all.
Anemic pedantry, that's severe pedantry.
What is pedantry?
Pedantry is pain, exertion, anxiety with no loving care, you know? And the best cure for that is rest, relaxation, and marijuana, and hashish, and a woman.
That's how your new buddy talked to me.
This has got to stop. Even if he is guilty, you can't torture him like this.
That may be only, that's it, those three. But how can I incorporate that into... And how can I look for that? To somehow help me make entry into even the imaginal realm. That's it, those three. Vision, as we might call it, in the vision, my vision, that comes from a different me, from a different part of me, a me who is more than I am, me.
Inspired by tradition, taught, men who crave freedom utter it as they perform acts of sacrifice, charity, and penance without concern for reward.
Sock.
It means what is real and what is good, Arjun. The word sock is also used when an action merits praise.
Hey, kids.
Basic procedure.
What you waiting for, man? I hear no music.
Thank you for your continuing support.
Sing.
We will now provide 60 seconds of unmodulated grooves.
Number one in the world of sound.
There is a guy in the South Village called Tony. He is a ninja.
What?
We're nothing but the stacks of wax, man.
It's always changing and it's always the same.
It's a long road, there's no turning back.
Just everybody giving me a silent treatment. Hello.
Sausage.
Christ, Paulina.
That's how your new buddy talked to me.
And how could I look for this or find this in that luminous dream or that optimal future that is, in fact, part of my vision? How can I weave this in or make this a part of my grid and framework? I don't know a lot about grid and framework right now. That's true. And that's not because you're not smart enough or capable enough. It's because it's something that, again, with foundation, one builds patiently. Not just, okay, here, get it, put together a framework there now, but to build it patiently, as with vision. You've got 12 months, 11 and a half months. But how come these truths or pieces of these truths become a part of that framework or that grid? Maybe I don't have answers to the questions, but I'm willing to put the questions so that answers might come. I'm willing to ask. And so to play with them that way. Again, it's not a race. Oh dear, I got an hour, so I better hurry up and do all these things with one of these truths so I can get up now. It's not a race. And finally and seventhly, a way to work with the truth. Give them, once you have them, give them to your higher self. Well, I would presume they already know. Yes. But nonetheless, it's a ritual, okay? It's a ritual. It's a dance. It's a technique. That if you sit with your higher self and tell them this truth, quote, teach it to them in that way, and in the process of teaching it or give it to them, tell them about it, talk about it, and then hear, I give you this truth. And another, and maybe on another occasion I give them a third one, or one I just finished working with and understand fairly well, I'm giving you this one now. And you give them to your higher self. You can also give them to your soul, to your spirit. And the most incredible sort of experience comes when you give them to God, give them to Goddess, one or both. You're going to give your truth. Wait a minute. But you see, as you, I give you this, I entrust you with this truth, then they can give it back to you in a way perhaps more profound, more potent, more powerful than you've currently held it. Now, admittedly, these suggestions, and we do underline that word as we say, suggestions, we don't have to do them all. But they are ideas, and indeed out of it you may spark and discover other ideas of ways to work. But these are a jump-off point, a beginning point of how to work. Admittedly, there is no academic proof that any of this will work. There is no logical explanation, well, a sort of fanciful logic, I guess. But it's pretty out there, fanciful, you know. It's not very consensus logic. It's not very tidy, concrete logic. And that's very true. But nonetheless, not only do they work, working this way, but they also can work to massage or to stretch what you include in your definition of what's real. Of what you include in your definition of what's possible. So we encourage you, we suggest that you work in these capacities.
Routines or his little comments when he's being interviewed.
All right, Jeff, we're going to let you go. I know you're breaking up there, but I, of course, I'm not an idiot. I'm not saying Chris Rock is going to get on TV and say abortion is beautiful the way he's said on his tour there. Of course he's not going to say that. But why would they put somebody up there who has said that? That's what I don't get. Is there really nobody else out there? We just learned Cheech and Chong are doing a reunion. Hello?
Guilty, you can't torture him like this.
Torture? Head of the President's Commission, you call this torture? You know so little about your subject.
Polina, give me the gun.
As you would say, I'm sorry.
Listen, while you're holding the gun, we have nothing to discuss.
On the contrary, the minute I give up the gun, all discussion will end.
definition, there had to be a conspiracy, which we believe involves the accused, Clay Shaw. 51 witnesses, gentlemen of the jury, thought they heard shots coming from the grassy knoll.
Much narrative right now in all the arts.
Official purposes, everyone has a number.
Please.
Stop saying my name as if I'm a child.
Because you're behaving like a child.
Really?
Quarterback's 27, coach is 52.
Save this tape.
Those are pretty good. Hey, whenever you save the tape, it usually turns out pretty good.
Usually?
Consequences.
Get there, Brady, a minute. Pioli, talking to Seattle. How? They give him a higher title? What?
He's not going anywhere.
Okay.
He's not.
Please.
Stop saying my name as if I'm a child.
Now, it also doesn't get its meaning in isolation. Words are not atomic bits of anything. Words are part of systems of speech.
Here's to do it, and a lot of the coaches and a lot of the front office people do it well.
When will I see you again?
That's the title of my favorite soul song of the 70s.
What?
And he tells me you're done.
When do you think that might be?
That, my dearest, depends entirely on you. Now remember, no sarcasm, no backdoor. At least not for the first year or so. You're going to have to let him warm up to you. He hates Caucasians, despises Americans, and has... In your case, might take a little while.
Childs, if there are no consequences. What you're doing will destroy any hope of exposing the real criminals.
He is the real criminal.
Rhiopsis, dilation, engorgement, flow, the universe aflame with angelic ejaculate.
Oh, shit.
The heavens athrum to the ceramic rut, the fiery grapplings, the feathery joinings of the higher orders, infinite, unceasing, the blood pump of creation.
Oh.
The body is the garden of the soul.
What was that?
Plasma orgasmata.
Yeah, well, no doubt.
Whoa, wait a minute, excuse me, please. You fucked this angel?
She fucked me. She has 8 vaginas. Well, they're hermaphrodites, really, and they used to copulate ceaselessly before.
Seeking something new, God split the world in two and made you human beings, unigenitaled, female, male. In creating you, our father lover unleashed sleeping creation's potential for change.
Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel the moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Oh, dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
In you, the virus of time began.
The virus of time.
In making people, God apparently set in motion a potential in the design for change.
Bewitched by humanity. In mortifying imitation of you.
Listening.
What revolted me most about the old regime.
You could call them fascists. I won't tell the press.
Let me finish. What revolted me most about the old regime was the fact that they ignored the evidence and they never allowed the accused a chance to defend himself. No matter how sure you are, no matter how terrible the accusations, he has the right to defend himself.
But I have no intention of denying him that right, Gerard. I'm going to give him the chance to defend himself.
What are you talking about? He's tied to a chair.
You pretty good with that shotgun? Go smoke some pot or something. I'll be there soon.
Woman used to be the only known cure for pedantry and, in some cases, severe pedantry. But hashish is really the main cure, or the main stepping stone.
Ah!
But just look who I've gotten to be his attorney. One of the most talented in the nation.
This is crap.
A future minister of justice, no less. If only I had been that well represented. Don't you agree? Gerardo Escobar Esquire? He has a better chance to defend himself than I do? Go ahead. Take off his gag.
I don't play.
You should learn.
We're all pawns, my dear. Your move.
Gene Hill and Mary Moorman, S.M. Harlan, Richard Dodd, James Simmons, standing on the overpass, J.C. Price, overlooking the whole plaza, William Newman, father of two children, who hit the deck on the north side of Elm, Abraham Zapruder. Has no doubt whatsoever one or more shots came from behind the picket fence. 26 trained medical personnel at Parkland Hospital saw with their own eyes the back of the president's head blasted out.
Consult your client. prepare his defense. There's a mic built into this. That's what the man in the store told me.
He left and did not return.
But to remove the things that bring pedantry on the next time, those moods have to be satisfied along with the cure.
What kinds of things did you do in intelligence besides killing people?
Tracking, coding, filing.
Okay. Okay. Do the people in intelligence know that you're here?
Beg your pardon?
Do the people in intelligence, your superiors, know that...
They certainly do, yes.
There's a mic built into this.
President's head blasted out.
Encryption device at both ends of the line. There's no chance of a trap trace, so now they've got to try some fancy low-jack instrument. It's really sad. I hope you weren't pinning your hopes on those morons. Truth is, I'm on a wireless ADS with a clone number. It'll take them at least a half an hour to find out that I've call forwarded through Philadelphia. And let me tell you, this will all be over before they can get a dial tone.
Dr. Peters.
There was a large 7-centimeter opening in the right occipital parietal area. A considerable portion of the brain was missing there. Almost a fifth or possibly a quarter of the back of the head had been blasted out along with the underlying brain tissue.
What is the proper time to declare one dead for the last fright?
There was also a large fragment of skull attached to a flap of the scalp. The exit hole in the rear of his head measured about 120 millimeters. 5 inches across.
Not one of the civilian doctors who examined the president at Parkland Hospital regarded his throat wound as anything but a wound of injury. But then the body was illegally moved to Washington for the autopsy.
You can't get a trace.
Because when a coup d'etat has occurred, there's a big difference between an autopsy that is performed by civilian doctors and one that is performed by military doctors under order. Departure of Air Force One from Love Field that Friday afternoon was not so much a takeoff as it was a getaway with the newly sworn-in president.
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained. On the plane, of course.
Stewart, come on, you're behaving like a child. You're still going to give me the silent treatment. Hello? Stewart, don't do this, please. Come on. My sainted mother used to do this. She used to dish us out. Stuart, please don't do this. Stuart, you're bringing back my unhappy childhood. Stuart, talk to me. Please talk to me. I can't take it, Stuart. Please. I'm kidding. I had a very happy childhood.
She sees him, and then all of a sudden she has a change of heart. And she's saying, "The new men that created the hydrogen bomb." And I'm thinking, yeah, those guys to defend our country.
Hold on a second here. The Academy Awards have honored such movies as Braveheart, let's say, by Mel Gibson. Now, What is the agenda with that movie?
Well, Braveheart?
Yes. I'll never forget that year because that's the year Whoopi Goldberg had to congratulate Mel Gibson, and I'll never forget that face.
That's what the man in the store told me. I want everything on the record, scrupulously recorded. Little did I know how handy this would be.
Still going to give me the silent treatment. Hello?
Nothing like cold water, huh, Doctor? It's drinking your piss.
You have to stop her.
Move away from him.
This is unforgivable.
Hold it. Everyone be quiet.
I wanted to fuck her. No. I wanted to fuck her. Say it. Say it!
Away from him.
This is unforgivable.
Hold it! It's working. We already have a statement from the good doctor. He tells us that tying a person up and preventing him from speaking for 10 minutes is unforgivable. You know what, Doctor? I agree. It is unforgivable. Please, proceed with your statement.
I don't know you. I've never seen you before in my life. I don't know what it is you think I've done. Obviously, she's insane. She's not responsible for what she does, but you're a lawyer. If you don't stop this right now, you're an accomplice. You're going to have to pay the price. Oh.
You threatening?
I'm not.
Yes, you were. Let me make this clear. The time for people like you making threats is over. Huh? Out there, maybe you bastards are still running things behind the scenes, but in here, I'm in charge. Understand? Me. Is that clear?
Work. Although, if you want to be in control more, what you have to learn how to do is when you're whipping somebody, not to wrap the whip. Do you know what wrapping the whip is? Okay. So see, when you're whipping somebody, you're supposed to have it whipped like that. Wrapping the whip is when the little end parts go around the body and whip the back by accident. And it gives you little red marks everywhere. You got that?
Feel, gee, I'm not really very good in my own life. I'm kind of shitty when you get down to it.
you know, I'm cheating on my wife, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. And I borrowed some money from a friend the other day, and I don't even know if I'm going to pay it back. I'm not really a very nice guy. I'm no good, and I can prove it. People think. And they say, look at the president, he's just like me.
Going cold with excitement and doing her hair in a kind of ecstasy and dressing and going downstairs and feeling as she crossed the garden, if it were now to die, 'twere now to be most happy. That was her feeling, Othello's feeling, and she felt it, she was convinced, as strongly as Shakespeare meant Othello to feel it, all because she was going down to the lake in a white frock to meet Sally Seton.
Such a shame to sit indoors. It's been such a glorious day.
Sally, what will happen when we get married?
I'm not sure I shall get married. I'd rather smoke cigars and read books.
Our girl again. I wasn't planning on killing her, but plans change.
There she was, alone with Sally, and she felt that she had been given a present, something infinitely precious, wrapped up, which as they sat there together, she uncovered.
Fred, I've done what you asked. That's it. I've had enough of this game.
I haven't.
You said you'd let us go.
I changed my mind.
Miserable fuck. You can't do this. You can't do this to me. Look, I took all your shit. I did everything you fucking asked. Oh, you lied to me. Now I'm done with this game. I fucking had enough. You can go fuck yourself. Later.
Don't move. Hold your fire. Hold your fire. Hold your fire.
Hold, hold.
You go ahead. Answer.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the fuck are you doing? He's coming out.
Answer the phone.
Kidnapped my wife and at one point, and then the government came in and said, listen, the wonderful thing, the assistant foreign secretary of the Algerian government said to Cleaver, this is not Texas, Mr. Cleaver, you cannot arrest citizens in our country, and we decide, it was all kind of drama and bad B-movie.
Stargazing?
It was like running one's face against a granite wall in the darkness. The intrusion was shocking.
Guilt was announced by the White House Situation Room to all passengers before any kind of investigation had started.
Poetry, a writing so centered in its mission, we felt, was suffering today from a sense of fragmentation and alienation, from the segregation of individuals and groups that, taken all together, might exercise a force larger than any of its particular manifestations. And we recognized further that what was true for poets was also true for other artists and writers, and for those whose humane practices lay outside the arts as such.
Thought is steadfastness in sacrifice, in penance, in charity. Any action of this order is donated by Sot. But oblation, charity, and penance offered without faith are called Asat, for they have no reality here or in the world after death.
Was
almost without exception loyal to him. They are generally supposed to be men who have flown from the wrath of their own jeddaks or the justice of their own courts. But there is among them a sprinkling of adventurous souls who have adopted their calling because of the thrills and excitement it offers.
Why haven't they...
That was a reply from them right then. That is a correct and yes, ma'am, if you wish, then that is what you may do.
Oh, you can hear them?
No. I can read the comp prints.
Where?
Yes, sir, we do believe she was just about ready to come to that realization, but she's not so certain herself, and that we said in another second that she would appear to prove that. That was in that 1/8-second verse there.
What can you see? Things coming from my head, or...
No. I can read the code levels in the, comp.
Print? What is a comp print? Some kind of computer printout or something?
Those particular lights, that they're not necessarily a code printout, but they're human-based.
So you get them from lights. Where do you see them?
Beg your pardon?
Where do you see the comp prints?
Behind me, in front of me.
Just out in the air?
They're like switches in mood. Yeah, yes, but you must be able to read and decipher them. I've been trained all my life to read them. I am the best. I am the highest IQ'd. I am the best reader and the best leader in the comp forces.
Metaphysics. It's just me and my presumed appreciation of the rest of it. A lot of guest stars there, or at least on tape, because you really just can't put your finger on it. City with 1,000 stories, not one of them applicable. You see, I have consciousness. Kind of blows the whole science religion thing out of the water. And everything I can know about the world, supposedly. And that leaves me right where we want to be. Which I'm including new here, because you seem so damn real. And I so want to have you here most of the time so I don't have to be here at all. But I know you're not really there. We know this. I am not the only one here, however. Thankfully. But I would watch it where you're concerned. I don't want to use you. And you do feel what I'm doing. Because I can feel that. It's kind of like being in that French park with the puppet play. In the spring summer of a American getaway, and I would stay for a longer time, but I can't get that damn work permit from the not-so-democratic congested area of Western Europe. And I could be using this, so I guess I should get back to where charity begins and all. Back to the only place where it all and it all, the only place.
There's a mic built into this. At least that's what the man in the store told me. I want everything on the record, scrupulously recorded.
Hello.
Hey, look out, man.
What's up, dear buddy?
Hey, trippy vibes, man.
Huh?
Trippy vibes, man. I just moved out here.
Oh, you're a player?
Yeah, my name's Blade, man.
Blade?
Yeah, I just pulled into town, man. I'm looking to hook up with some cats. I just moved out here, man.
Where are you from?
Woodstock.
New York?
Yeah, man. I grew up there, man. I was even at the original concert, man.
Right.
I was there doing acid and rolling in the mud, man.
Well, that's a long time ago, man.
Well, I'm 45, but I look really cool, man.
What does the comp stand for?
Comp?
Yes, when it's broken down into absolute basics, but it's an intelligence word. And a comp base is, where men work together to decide to what extent they're going to have to go, you know, to certain areas.
How did the intelligence people...
And that's 1990 comp print right there.
1990, what do you mean?
Yes, that's where I just came from. They were able to trace and decipher my route from there. Three times.
We're in 83. 1983, right?
That's 83 print there, and that's 84.
So you know the future?
And that's 90.
Little did I know how handy this would be.
Right?
Tie his legs.
He's okay like that.
Tie his legs and do a good job. The green rope.
I don't know who she is. I don't even know what she thinks I've done.
You want to hear the charges? I accuse Dr. Roberto Miranda of overseeing and approving systematic beatings and the use of electric shock on Paulina Lorca.
What?
I wasn't married then, although Gerardo recruited me into the student resistance. He was my fearless leader, but you never knew that. If I'd given you his name, he wouldn't be the head of an investigating committee. Some other lawyer would be investigating his death. And in addition, I accuse Dr. Miranda of raping Paulina Lorca on 14 separate occasions, each time playing Schubert's Death and the Maiden on a wobbly turntable over cheap speakers.
While they are well paid, they are also great gamblers and notorious spenders, with the result that they are almost always without funds and often reduced to strange expedients for the gaining of their livelihoods between engagements. A fact which gave great plausibility to our possession of a trained ape, which upon Mars would appear no more remarkable than would to us the possession of a monkey or parrot by an old salt just returned from a long cruise to one of our earthly ports. This day that I stayed in the Palace of Mutel, I spent much in the company of the prince, who found pleasure in questioning me concerning the customs, the politics, the civilization, and the geography of Earth, with much of which I was surprised to know he seemed quite familiar, a fact which he explained was due to the marvelous development of Barsoomian astronomical instruments, wireless photography, and wireless telephony, the last of which has been brought to such a state of perfection that many Barsoomian savants have succeeded in learning several earthly languages, notably Urdu, English and Russian, and a few Chinese also. These have doubtless been the first languages to attract their attention because of the fact that they are spoken by great numbers of people over large areas of the world.
Death and the Maiden on a wobbly turntable over cheap speakers.
our firm belief that what we are setting out here is not a minority poetics, but one that represents the true mainstream of the world's poetries, both deeply traditional and militantly avant-garde, wrongly seen as marginalized from the still dominant Western perspective. With that much as preamble, we offer the following statement of our concern for what a truly contemporary poetics might include, along with our proposals for a loose alliance and interchange between writers and other cultural workers in the various worlds, local and specific, that comprise our global system. Statement. There exists today, as there have throughout this century, poets and writers and cultural activists driven by a sense of planetary urgency for the exploration and enhancement of a deeply rooted human and natural potential. While this takes different forms, dependent on the needs and views of individuals and groups and regions, we feel that there is a widespread desire today to accomplish the following. 1. To encourage local forms of expression within a global perspective, both multicultural and intercultural in intention. 2. To remember the sources of poetry in an earth consciousness, quote, earth as a religious form, Iliade, thus to support moves toward an enlightened relation to the natural world in which we live and to those fellow species with whom we share the planet. 3. To recognize that advances in technology are not merely a danger to be resisted, but an opportunity to advance those principles of interpenetration and communication on which these proposals rest, not least for those of us for whom language is our, quote, proudest tool. 4. To encourage the recovery and expansion of our pre-technological repertoire of powers, of body, of voice, of performance, of deeply rooted ritual acts, of private and interconnected dreams and dreamworks. 5. To avoid ethnocentrism and a naive provincialism by setting song and speech, spoken and written forms of language, performance and text on an equal footing, and by recognizing and fostering common goals across the range of human arts and sciences. 6. To oppose with an awakened heart all forms of racism, sexism, and cultural chauvinism, and to encourage an active interchange with third and fourth world peoples on terms of mutual assistance and respect. 7. To resist all forms of repression and censorship, and to defend thereby the acts of the individual that most local...
You've been in the future.
Yes, and in the past. That's where I just came from not more than 2 weeks ago.
Why did they transport you back to the past?
Because that part of Armageddon was reaching a certain particular point. We were no longer needed. We have to go to the past.
So, what did you do in the past? What was your mission in the past?
Run supplies, detect enemy agents, aid those who are wounded and in need of help, and mainly clear our comms in the past. There are certain messages spelled out through the universe.
And what are you going to do next? What's in the future?
Well, after I crawl off the cross, it's going to be pretty final, you know?
You're going to go on a cross?
Yes.
How's that?
I'm headed for the first John the Baptist.
What do you mean?
The one who died on the cross beside Jesus. Only he didn't die there.
You are that same person?
I am the same person.
Or are you going to do that again?
How do you define the concept of discipline as it applies to writing?
There's no discipline with regard to writing other than the discipline of simply making yourself available. As Henry Miller said, who writes the great books? He said, not the people who have their names on the pages. They have simply made themselves available. They simply made themselves available to
various cosmic currents.
I'm a shithead, a shitheel. I'm a heel, I need to heal. I'm a shit, I drive a shitbox full of shit. I'm full of shit.
One last act in an art context, and I think the conclusion for that must have been the audience experiences. Sabotage Communications had lost interest in facing a conservative and upper class audience in the.
This is it. This is shit. I'm a shithead, a shitheel. I'm a heel. I need to heal. I'm a shit. I drive a shitbox full of shit.
Supposed to give for to Denmark, but I jumped plane in Geneva, and the Swiss are wonderful about asylum. I went to Zurich at the same place where James Joyce was in asylum and where Lenin was in asylum. At one point, anyone that was having trouble with their government could escape and go to prison, as long as you had the money. One thing about don't go to Switzerland unless you've got a credit card, but if you have that, it's a very civilized country, and after a year and a half, I love Switzerland.
I'm going to do that for the first time. I haven't got there yet.
Oh, you're going to go back in time, back
yes.
to the past.
Thank you.
business, which is you know, rammed full with old-fashioned structures. You know, at that time they got invited to a catalog presentation at the Vienna Museum of Modern Art, and it was their second catalog. And the audience was expecting some sort of sabotage activity. There was all kinds of really, you know, cool people who gave lectures about sabotage to the audience and their interest in subversive art. And that was the only thing they did. But, you know, at that time there was still some sort of performance. Together with a daily newspaper, they got 600 sabotage catalogs filled in envelopes, which they gave away free in the 9th District of Vienna to people passing by who had no clue what was going on. And it was somehow logical, because the sabotage idea came from the street and got back there in a translated form again.
With me in L.A., it didn't take Lisa Wong long to send an assassin of her own.
Hello, can I help you?
Hello, I'm Karen Kim. I'm the hospitality manager of the hotel. I have a welcome gift from the management.
Well, that's nice. Can you just leave it by the door? You pretty good with that shotgun?
Not that I have to be at this range, but I'm a fucking surgeon with this shotgun.
Well, guess what, bitch? I'm better than Annie Oakley, and I got you right in my sight.
I could blow your fucking head off.
Not before I put one right between your eyes. So let's talk. Karen, I just found out, right now, not a moment before you blew a hole through the door, that I'm pregnant.
What is this?
On the floor by the door is a strip that says I'm pregnant.
Bullshit.
Any other time, you'd be 100% right. But this time, you're 100% wrong. I'm the deadliest woman in the world. But right now, I'm just scared shitless for my baby. Please, just look at the strip.
Please, stay where you are and don't move. I don't know what this fucking shit means.
The box with the directions is right there.
Easy to use. Remove the cap and urinate the absorbent end.
Blue means pregnant.
I'll read it myself, thank you. Okay. Say I were to believe you, what then?
Just go home. I'll do the same.
Congratulations.